Today's shiur will be beginning on Daf Pei Tes Omid Aleph of Maseches Bava Basra. Before beginning the shiur, we highly recommend your printing out the Daf Gemara, and even better, ordering your personal volume of the Shas Ozer pre-marked Gemara edition. The Gemara that we will be dealing with in today's shiur focuses on the topic that was started last time, weights and measures. There's a topic note that appears on the side of the Gemara. In the pre-marked Gemara edition, we feature topic headings under the title Nosei, and when necessary, we introduce the markings and the explanation thereof by a heading called Mivneh, structural note. A topic heading on the outside margin, the Nosei, Shelo Lishanois Miminhoge HaMedida, that one should not change from the accepted practice in the case of measures. The first of the examples deals with mechika v'hagdasha. In the case of dry measures, you'll often have the measure being filled to the top and either being leveled out, that's mechika, or a heaping measure known as hagdasha. And another issue concerns using balance scales. There's ma'ainim, looking at it in an exact fashion, making sure it's exactly level, balanced. U'machriyim means where it's weighted on the side, weighted down with extra material that's being sold, favoring the purchaser. As we go in the Gemara text, from the third line from the top is a quote from the Mishnah, Mokoim Shinagu Lamud Begasa V'chulei. There's a bracketed section which features a simon. The simon says, Ein ma'inin vein goichin ba'gardamin ubalitra shloisha v'eser nefesh mishkolos mimachek ova lo sasu lo yasa. These are catchphrases for the topics that the Gemara will be covering. When one finishes the omid, one can look back at the simon and then try to line up the sections of the Gemara that correspond to the different phrases in this simon. The simon often help to assist in remembering Baal Peh, remembering by heart what the content of the Gemara was. Just by memorizing the catchphrases, one would then be able to reconstruct the rest of the Gemara. The Gemara now continues Tana Rabbanan. We see a few lines that appear in a frame. The reason for the frame is to set apart that which is of Tanaic origin from the rest of the Gemara. Tanaic origin includes, in our edition, Mishnayos and Brises, and at times, when the Gemara restates those sources, we also treat them the same way with a frame. Tana Rabbanan, minayin she'ein mochakin b'mokum she'goichin, ve'ein goichin b'mokum she'mochakin. From where do we know that one is not allowed to mochek, to level off a measure, where the custom is to sell it in a heaping way? The Rashbam adds, this is the case even if the purchaser is foregoing, he's mochel on it. In other words, he says, oh, you want to level it out, but you can do that as far as I'm concerned. Nevertheless, the seller is instructed not to do that, not to violate, not to veer off the accepted practice. And likewise, the other way around, that one is not allowed to heap the measure where the custom is to sell it leveled out. If the custom is to sell it leveled out, then it must be leveled out, even in the case where the mocher says, you know what, I'm going to add a little more on the top. So from where do we know not to veer off of the accepted practice? Talmud Lomar, Eifa Shlemo. Would be recommended, before going too much further in the Gemara, to glance at the inside margin, where we've included several psukim which are relevant to the topic at hand. The psukim are found in Sefer Dvarim, Perek Chof Hei, we've noted on the side, on the inside margin, Psukim Yud Gimel through Tes Zayin. Reading them through quickly, we'll, to get a feeling of the terminology, which will be expounded upon in the Gemara itself, let us glance at that inside margin. Lo Ye Lecha B'Kischa Even Ve'Even Gedoy L'Ktana. One should not have in one's possession, his pocket, stones of different sizes. Of course, this has to be explained. Pasuk Yudalet, Lo Ye Lecha B'Veischa Eifa V'Eifa Gedoy L'Ktana Tesvav Even Shlema V'Tzedek Ye Loch Eifa Shlema V'Tzedek Ye Loch Leman Yarichu Yomecha Al Adama Asher Hashem Elokecha Noisein Loch Ki Toavas Hashem Elokecha Kol Oise Eile Kol Oise Ovel. The Psukim are telling us that in order to benefit by to benefit a long stay on the land, one has to be careful with having accurate measures. Inaccurate measures are considered abominable by the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We continue in our source. We're picking up from the second wide line of the Gemara. Uminayin Shim Omar Hareini Moichik B'mokom Shegoichin V'livchois Loi Min Adamim. From where do you know that if a seller says, I'm going to level off the measure in a place where the custom was to provide heaping measures, and he also adds, said, listen, I'm going to level it off, but I'm also going to give you a reduction in price. That would be case Aleph. Case Beis, V'hareini goydesh, b'mokim shemoichakin, u'lehoisif loy al adomim. And if an offer is made to, I'll sell you in a heaping fashion, where the custom is to sell it off in a leveled way, and he'll add to the price, because I'm selling you more. She'ein shomenla, we don't accept these variations of variances from the custom. Talmud lomar eifo shlema v'tzedek yeloch. That's the spirit of the pasuk is saying, keep to the custom practice. Tanu rabbanan, we have another Tanaic source as is defined by the framed section. Minayin she'ein ma'ainin b'mokum shemachrien. That one is not allowed to measure in an exact fashion where the custom is to balance in favor of the customer. Ve'ein machrien b'mokom shemainin, and likewise, one is not allowed to balance in favor of the customer where the common practice is to measure out exactly. Tamalomar even shlema. Uminayin she'im omar hareini me'ayin. And how do you know that if someone announces, I am going to provide an exact measure, b'mokom shemachrien v'livchois lo min adomim, in a place where the custom was to balance in favor of the customer, and here the vendor is saying, I'm going to provide an exact measure, however, I will also offer it at a reduced amount, because I'm not providing the balance in your favor. And likewise, the Bay's example, v'hareini machria, or if the vendor says, I am going to measure in your favor, b'mokoyim shemainin, where the common practice was to provide an exact measure, u'la hoysif lo aldomim, and in exchange for the balance in favor of the customer will pay a little extra. She'ein shomen lo, we don't accept these arrangements that are at variance with the common practice. Talmud lomar, the pasuk says, even shlema v'tzedek, which for our purposes means stick to the accepted practice. The Gemara continues with drushes on these psukim. Oftentimes, this type of Gemara will be referred to as homiletics. Omar Rav Yehuda Misura, Lo ye lecho beveischa, meaning a person will not have wherewithal in his house. He won't have money. A person will go poor. Why? Matam, mishum eifa v'eifa. Because he practices his commercial activity improperly. Let's take an example. He has a vessel that's marked a particular measure, when in effect it's a little larger than the official measure. Let us say he has something that says on it 1 gallon, but it's a little bit larger. He goes to his wholesalers and he uses this inaccurate gallon vessel, gets a little bit more than he ought to be getting for that price, and then when he sells to the public, he uses something marked 1 gallon, but it's a little bit less. So he ends up selling to the customers a little bit less than what's marked on the vessel. As a result of that, that's what the Gemara referred to as Mishum Eifa Veifa. Because of that, the person will suffer the punishment of what was mentioned a little bit earlier, Lo Ye Lecho Beveisecha, you won't have in your house, meaning you won't have money. Lo Ye Lecho Bekischa, the Pasuk also said that the person won't have money in his pocket. Why? Why is the person given this curse, if you will, or punishment? Matam. Why? Why will he not have in his pocket? Mishum Evan Ve'Evan. Because of inaccuracies in weights and measures, as we mentioned a moment ago. Avol Evan Shlemo Ve'Tzedek Yeloch. Eifo Shlemo Ve'Tzedek Yeloch. However, if a person's measures are accurate, then he will be provided for. Of course, this style of drasha is a function of moving the imaginary comma when you're reading the pasuk a little bit to one side. The simple reading of the pasuk would have been that one should not have in his house inaccurate measures. But what we did was darshened it in this drasha fashion by stopping the pasuk a little bit earlier, by rephrasing the pasuk by saying you won't have in your house, namely you won't have funds. And the reason for that was because of his inaccurate measures. Tanu Rabbanan, Yeloch. That's a quote from the Pasuk. All of these Pasukim quotations one can find from where they're taken by glancing at the inside margin where these are taken from. So this teaches us, Melamed Shemamidim Agardamin Lemidois, that the based in with the government, the Jewish government is expected to set up people in charge of midos, in charge of weights and measures. The ein mamidim agardamin lishorim, but there's no need to set up officials in charge of price control. Let us take a look at the Rashbam commentary. Agardamin. He is found to the side, a few lines down from here. Mimune, Bahalkois, Vilanish, Avse Hamidos. These are people that are given police powers. Namely, they're set up, they're appointed to exact physical punishment on those who violate measures. The Ein Ma'amidim Agardim in Lishorim, the Rashbam, Shiloh. Yimku Biyoker. What would it mean to have an official in charge of prices? It would have meant that they would make sure merchandise is not sold overpriced. Now, why is that? Why is there no need to have officials over that? Savorahu. It's logic. The Einotzorch. There's no need to have officials in charge of price controls. The Imze Roitze Limko Biyoker. If one tries to sell expensively, overpriced. Another vendor who needs money, he'll sell cheaper. And the customers will go to him. And the first fellow who's trying to overprice will be forced to reduce his prices. An illustration of a free market society. Of course, one has to analyze what happens when monopolies and unfair trade practices set in, thereby squeezing the public. Of course, there's room for deliberation on those topics. And that very point will now be seen as the Gemara goes on. Debei nesia u kimu Hagardim in Bain Lamidos Bain Lisharim. The house of the Nasi, namely the Jewish leadership in this particular point of time in the Gemara, they set up officials concerning in charge of inaccurate weights and measures and also price control. Notice we've dashed underlined the issue of Bain Lisharim. This is going to be the focus of our discussion, the issue of price controls and supervision thereof. Amar Leh Shmuel Lekarna. Shmuel turns to a colleague, student. His name is Karna. It says, Pok Toni Lehu, go and teach them, the Bein Asiyah, the following source. Mamidim Agardim Lamidos. V'ein Mamidim Agardim Lisharim. Notice we've dashed underline and we've tried to reflect the markings with our vocal inflection. The expressions ein lishorim, namely, we do not set up officials to oversee pricing. Shmuel's intent was to correct the practice of the Bein Asiyah. Namely, they should not have set up officials over price controls. Nofak Dorash Lehu, Karna went and said the following. You'll notice a frame around the following, but it's not a regular frame, it's a dash frame, because it's, we'll call it an imagined source. Karna is going to say something that's not really a source, but, and he teaches the following. Ma'amidim agardimim bein lamidois bein lisharim. And we've dashed underlined the expression bein lisharim, meaning that one does set up officials to oversee pricing. Now, that teaching is not in line with what Shmuel instructed Karna to say over. Amalei Mashimcha. Shmuel, upon discovering this, he asks him rhetorically. He says, "What's your name?" So he answered, "Karna." So now a play on the name. Shmuel says, "Tepuk le Karna v'einei." Nofak le Karna v'einei. We'll say it's a type of curse because of his refusing to accept instruction. He says that there a Karna, literally a horn, should grow out from your eye. Of what exactly the nature of this is would be a subject of a separate discussion. But for our purposes, he says this to him. He says there should emerge forth from your eye a Karna. And lo and behold, that is what happened. The question is, how Karna was an important individual, a person of note. How could he do this? V'iu keman sofar. Karna, in saying what he did, what was he basing himself on? Answer, ki ha diyama rami barchama om Rabbi Yitzchok. Ma'amidim agardim bein lamidos bein lisharim litnei horamoyin. That we do set up officials to oversee weights and measures and pricing as well because of the thieves. Notice in our marking what we've done is we've dashed underlined Ma'amidim and the expression Bein Lisharim, and if you compare this to what we dashed underlined two lines above where Karna said his thing, we also dashed underlined Bein Lisharim, showing you that Karna was based on a particular teaching. The Rashbam explains a little bit more concerning the Ramoyin. Let us take a look at the Rashbam commentary toward the end of the narrow lines. Mitneho Ramoyin, Shemamtinin ad Shiyimkor Oisoi Hamoicher Bezoil. The Ramoyin, their practice was to wait for merchants to sell their merchandise at the acceptable, at the low market price. And then when the shelves were cleared off of the merchandise at the low price, these characters would then sell their stuff at a jacked up price. The Rashbam offers another opinion, another interpretation. These are people that were underhanded in their practice, they would sell expensively. The oimrim shahisifu b'mida, they would say, well, the stuff we're selling, the baskets that we're selling have more in them than the other merchants. O shenosan chitim yofo islamala v'ro islamata. Or there are another underhanded practice might be to sell their merchandise in baskets and put good quality stuff on the top, the upper layer, and the stuff underneath was of poor quality. Kol mine ramos, all other kinds of underhanded practices. Ukre ashkechon shayim amidim far edrin shayim makin bale chanuyos vayu omrim lehem michru bezol maseches yuma. In Maseches Yuma, we find officials appointed to and with police powers to make sure that store owners would not overprice their stuff. The Gemara continues with another Tanaic source. Before we continue, let us glance at the side where we have a topic heading. Nose, Ech Shoklim Kamios Shoinei Shalbosar. How are meat sales supposed to take place with regard to the process of measuring out, weighing out the meat? The Gemara continues. Tana Rabbanan, Hoya Mivakesh Mimenu Litra, Shokel Litra. If a litra weight of meat was being requested, so you weigh out a litra for him. That would mean that you have a litra weight, put it on one side of the balance scale, and put a corresponding amount of meat on the other side. Chatzi litra, shokelo chatzi litra. Revia litra, shokelo revia litra. And likewise, with half a litra, with a quarter of a litra. That's as far as the teaching of the source is concerned. The Gemara asks, Maiko mashmalon, what novel idea is being reflected in this source? It's rather obvious that you weigh out for the customer what he requests. The more answers, the point of the source is as follows. The maskinon miskali ad hochi. The Rashbam explains, the misakni miskali ad hochi, the second line under the Gemara text, he says, based in kadmoinim iskinu hamidois ad kan. The early botidim, the early courts were misaking, they established measures up till or down to this point. Upochos mikan shoklin b'mapeos. Measures that are less than this, less than we had a quarter of a litra, measures weighing less than that are to be measured using coins. V'im yovoi odom l'sakein b'pochos, if someone were to come along and say, hey, I want to establish a 1/8 litra weight, ein shoymin lo. We don't accept that. You can imagine someone established a new weight, call it an eighth of a litra, and someone will come along and use that and say, this is a reva litra, this is a quarter of a litra. We go back to the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Hoya mevakesh mimenu shloisha rivei litra. Customer comes in requesting 3/4 of a litra. Lo yoimar lo shkol li shlosha rivei litra achas achas. We don't say that one is to measure out 3 times 1/4 of a litra. That means using the quarter litra weight and measuring 3 times using that 1/4 weight. Ela shokel litra. Rather, you put on the one side of the balance scale a full litra weight, umeiniach revia litra im habosar. And on the other side of the scale, you put a 1/4 litra weight plus meat. The Rashbam offers a couple of explanations as to why this is the ruling. One of the explanations that he offers is because of the issue of the extra amount that one's expected to give per weighing. So in the suggested method here, there's only going to be one time extra, as opposed to if there would be 3 times the 1/4, it would be 3 times this extra amount provided. Tana Rabbanan, the source continues. The Gemara continues, let us say, more accurately, with a new source. Hoya mevakesh mimenu asora litrin. customer comes in asking for 10 litrin of material, lo yomar lo shkol li achas achas vehachria. We don't say that the customer can insist, I want a separate measuring done each time and extra because of the halacha of providing hachra'a. Elo shokel lo kulon bevas achas venosein hachrea echad lekulon. Rather, you take 10 1-litre weights and place them on one side of the scale, and the corresponding amount of, if it's a question of meat, on the other side of the balance scale, the result being one hachrea taking place, one extra weighing, one extra amount in this case. Tanu Rabbanan. We have another Tanaic source that goes till the last line, as you can see, is indicated by the frame. Before we continue the source, well, let us take a look at our topic heading on the outside margin. This time it's entitled Nosei Mivne. Namely, we'll feature the topic and the explanation of the markings that you will find. In the source, if you scan ahead, you'll notice the use of double underlining. This double underline form is similar to our geometric forms, indicating a series. In order to appreciate the coming topic, we also recommend taking a look at the Pirush Chai. This is a book of illustrations authored by Rav Chaim Porush that we have been using in our study of Maseches Bava Basra. In this case, we're going to be looking at illustrations that appear under the number 671, namely illustration 671. Appears above the number. You'll notice in the picture a balance scale with a number 3 that appears in the picture. The Gemara will be dealing with the significance of those numbers and the different parts of the balance scale. The Nefesh, the Kone, the Misna. Tana Rabbana. Nefesh Moznayim Tluya Ba'avir Gimel Tvachim. The nefesh of the Moznayim, the top part of the balance scale, be a vertical unit on which a crossbar will eventually be attached. This vertical unit will have a height of 3 Tvachim. Now, when the scale is in position, the source will tell us that we have to also take care that the bowls of the balance scale are of a height above the ground of 3 tvachim. That's what we see now. Ugavoa min oretz 3 tvachim. What else? The kona umisna shelo shneim osor tvachim. The total amount of measure, dimensions, associated with the the kone. The kone, as you can see in the illustration, is the crossbar. At the two ends of the crossbar are attached strings or ropes from which are suspended the scales, the bowls. The total amount of length the kone and misna, the ropes, have, in this particular case, 12 tvachim. That's the first kind of scale. There is no reference here to what the scale is used for, what type of material is measured on this scale. Gemara will deal with that later. A second example, Vishel Tsamorim, Vishel Zagogim, people who are involved with the sale of wool and the sale of glass. Teluya Ba'avir, Shnei Tvachim, the dimensions change. There, the scale is expected to be suspended in the air no less than 2 tvachim. Ugvoa min oretz 2 tvachim, and likewise there should be a space at the bottom of no less than 2 tvachim. The kono misna shelo 9 tvachim, and the crossbar and the length of strings a sum total of 9 tvachim. Vishel chenvoni vishel balabayas tuya ba'avir tefach ugvoa min oretz tefach, the store owner and the private person who sells stuff from his house, there the dimensions are as stated here, one tefach suspended off from the ceiling, ugvo min oretz tefach, and also set off the ground, one tefach, v'kano misna shelo shisha tefachim. V'shel turtani are people that weigh out precious materials, like gold and silver, tluyo ba'avir, shalosh etzbois, ugvoya min oretz, shalosh etzbois, v'kano misna shelo eini yodea. And as far as the length of the crossbar and strings attached to the bowls, the source says, I don't know what the length of that is. The Gemara asks, Velohach komaisa de mai. The first example of scales that gave the largest measure for the distancing from the ceiling and from the ground, the scales there were used for what? In other words, from examples 2 through 4, we saw what the scales were used for. What about the first example? Omar Rav Popa de Grumi. Rav Popa says, this is referring to a scale that is used by people who measured metals, non-precious metals, copper and iron. In the case of those materials, the hachreya, the extra amount that was given to benefit the customer, was a greater hachreya, and as a result of that, one would need greater space. Omar Rav Moni Bar Patish, kederech she'omru le'inyan isuran, as we've given the statistics regarding the necessity to maintain these statistics as to not violate the rulings of weights and measures. Kach omru le'inyan tum'osan. So too, these statistics, these dimensions apply to the ability of the kli, of these vessels, to mekabel tuma. In general, a vessel is said to be able to absorb tuma when it's a kli, when it serves as a vessel and fulfills its design purpose. If, however, let us say, for example, one has a drinking cup and the drinking cup has a large hole in the bottom of it, the drinking cup, we can say, is not mekabel tuma because it's considered a shever kli, it doesn't fulfill its design purpose. That being said, the Kwasi Gemara is going to ask, what do I need Rav Moni Bar Patish's teaching for? The Gemara asks, my komash malon, what is he revealing to us? Tanina, we know that as far as Tumas Kalim is concerned, we have a source that says, chut moznayim shel chenvoni v'shel balabayas tefach. You have the scale of a vendor, of a store owner and a private person, with the tefach statistic attached to it. The chut here, the Rashbam explains, is the same thing as the appurtenance that we mentioned earlier, the nefesh, that creates distance from the crossbar and the ceiling. So it says in this source that distance, in the case of Chenvoni and Balabayas, the space maintained from the crossbar and the ceiling is one tefach. This is a source taught in the case of Tumas Kalim. So I see that the dinim of scales, as far as Isur is concerned, as far as the dinim of merchandising are concerned, are parallel to the measures associated with Kabbalas Tuma. So what does Rav Moni Bar Patish add? The Gemara answers, Kona umisna shelo itzdericha le delo tnan. The additional aspects of the scale that are not taught in this source. This source that referred to Tumas Kalim deals with the nefesh statistic, namely the statistic between the crossbar and the ceiling. But what about that which refers to kone, the crossbar, and the strings attached to the bowls, that's not taught in this source. So how do I know that dinim of Kabbalah's Tumma regarding scales apply only if the other aspects have the same, the required measures as in case of merchandising? This I know as a result of Rav Moni Bar Patish's teaching. We have a topic heading as we go on in the Gemara on the outside margin, the Nosei, the topic, Chomarim Udrochim Lasias Mishkolos Umachakim. Different materials and methods of making weights and leveler devices. Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Oisin Mishkolos. We don't make the weights that are placed on balance scales. Lo Shel Batz, Velo Shel Avor, Velo Shel Gisteron, Velo Shel Shar Mine Matachois. The list of items here concerns different types of metals. Some of them may be translated as tin and lead and other materials. And in fact, the source says, "Velo shar mine matches ella avol oisa hu shel tsunama v'shel zchuchis." What is allowed to be used? We allow you to use stone tsunama or glass weights. These materials are less subject to erosion and change in the course of time. Tanu Rabbanan. We have another source, and we also notice a double underlining appears. And the reason for this is to connect this source with what's mentioned in the next one. As you can see, both of them deal with Ein Oisin Hamachak, dealing with limitations on what material is used, or other limitations in terms of structure of the leveler device. So the first source says, Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Oisin Hamechak Shel Dlas Mitnei Shuhu Kal. One should not use Dlas material to make the leveler, because Dlas material is light, is lightweight. So that when coming to level, it won't do an accurate leveling. It'll leave a little heaping. In such a case, the seller will end up losing out. Velo shel mateches, and also not to use mateches, a metal material, mitnei shu machbid, because it's weightier. Aval oiseu shel zayis, v'shel egoiz, v'shel shel shikma, v'shel eshkiroya. These are different types of wood material that's acceptable for making the leveling device. Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Oisin Es Hamachak, Tzido Echod Arv, V'tzido Echod Kotzar. To appreciate this particular ruling, one can glance at the Book of Illustrations, the Pirush Chai, illustration 675, where one notices a leveling device that might be termed as tapered. It's pictured here as a board, a leveler, a stick or a board, which has the bottom of it is tapered down to a point, to being narrow, and the upper part, the top part of it, is straight. So the source tells us not to make a leveler like that. The Rashbam explains the reasoning behind it, and he says in the Rashbam, Tzido echod ov v'tzido echod kotzer mitnei, shal kotzer, if the tapered part, the narrow edge, nichnas b'soicha tvua u'mochek yofeh, it does a very complete leveling, if you will, maybe a little too complete. V'ha'av eino nichnas kolkach, and the thick part, the straight part, doesn't go into the kli, into the vessel as much. V'eino mochek yofeh, and what's the problem here? V'imtzido echod ov v'tzido echod kotzer. If a vendor has a vessel like this, a leveler like made with this form, kishu koine, when he goes to his wholesalers, yimchoik be'ov, he'll level off the vessel through which he's buying his merchandise with the thick part, namely, not leveling it off too effectively, leaving some heaping, getting a little more. Kishu mocher, when he comes to sell to the public, yimchoik b'kotzer, he'll use the narrow side to level off the vessels, in effect, leveling off a lot, keeping a little extra for himself. Rather, it should be a standard leveler, meaning shaped the same way on both sides, so that he won't be able to practice this underhanded practice. Continuing in the source, loy yimchoik bevas achas, when leveling off, he shouldn't do it in one swipe. Shehamoichik bevas achas ra lamocher v'yofel lelokeach. It doesn't level off too effectively, and it ends up causing a loss to the vendor, the seller, and benefit a little too much the buyer. V'lo yimchok me'at me'at, and not to do a very gradual small area of vessel little by little. Shera lelokeach v'yofel lamocher. That would end up benefiting the seller and causing loss to the buyer. Al kulon. And regarding all of these practices or variations on the variations of practice, the Rashbam refers to all of these underhanded practices. Omar Rabon Yochman Zakkai, viewing all of these different schemes that one might practice, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said the following: Oi li im Omar, oi li im lo Omar. Woe unto me if I teach these, if I talk about these things in public, and woe unto me if I don't teach these. Im Omar, we've dashed underlined the Im Omar, so as you can see this contrasted with the next dash underlined where it says Vim lo Omar. He explains: if I say these, teach these things, Shema Yumadu Haramoyin. In the public, the thieves might learn new techniques and then practice them. Bim lo omar, if I remain silent, shema yomru haramoyin, the thieves might say, ein talmidei chachomim bekiyim b'maisi adeinu. The rabbis don't know what we practice. We can get away with it. They'll never catch us because they don't know. The Gemara asks, Ivayaloho, Omra or Lo Omra? The Gemara, in its characteristic curiosity, wants to know, did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ever say these things or not? He indicated his hesitation, woe unto me if I say, woe unto me if I don't, but what did he actually do? Omar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Omra. He did say, he did teach these things. Umehai kro Omra, and based on the following pasuk, he allowed himself to teach it. Ki yishorim darkei Hashem. The ways of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, divrei Torah, the darkei Hashem, the divrei Torah, are straight. V'tzadikim yelchu bom, u'poshim yikoshlu bom. The righteous will follow them, will be careful not to treat the public underhandedly. The thieves, the sinners, will use them to practice their underhanded practices. But as far as the Torah is concerned, the Torah is a Torah's emes. It teaches us a way of life. If one wants to abrogate, one wants to contort Torah teachings, then he'll have to pay the price later on. Before we go on, we will take a look at the topic note on the outside margin, the nosei, halachos be'inyan medida, rulings concerning measuring, shenil medu me'aposut lo sasu ovel b'mishpot, b'mida, b'mishkol, uv'mesura. That's a posuk that says not to be underhanded in measurings and weights and mesura, which the Gemara will describe a little bit later. Tanur Rabbanan. The source begins, as you can see, it's another frame section indicating Tanaic material. Lo sasu ovel b'mishpot, b'mida, b'mishkol, u'v'mesura. That is the pasuk. B'mida, what is that a reference to? Zu medidas karka. This is a reference to measuring of land. Land measures were done as far as in the time of the Gemara, the we'll call pre-tape measure era, were done by using ropes with standard lengths to them. Standard rope lengths. the teaching here is as follows: Lo yim shelo yimdoi leechod b'moys achamo leechod b'moys hagishomim. That one should not measure out for one during the yimos achamo, during the summer season, and for another during the rainy season. The idea behind this is as follows: ropes were subject to climactic conditions. In the hot season, in the summer season, so the Rashbam explains that the rope being dry would contract, would end up being in effect shorter than the same rope would be in the rainy season. So as to maintain standard practice, if one is measuring with the rope, he should do all his measurings in a particular season, and not to measure out to one in the one season and to the other in the other season. As far as practical application of this, that would be subject of a deeper discussion. For our purposes, we're trying to illustrate the inaccuracies that one would encounter by using the same rope during two different seasons. Continuing in the source, the Mishkol, you notice what we've done in our markings, we've underlined the expressions that are coming from the Pasuk, and in addition to that, we've also put quotation marks around it. Shelo yatmin mishkoloisov b'melach. There are different interpretations as to what this is referring to, but the translation would be not to take one's weights and pack them in and store them in salt. The Rashbam claims that this would cause them to be weightier. The Rabbeinu Tam, that's found in the Tosus, explains to the opposite, quite the opposite, that salt draws from them and would make them to be lighter than they're being represented. B'mesura, what is that? Shelo yarsiach, that one should not measure out and create a froth when measuring and then charge the customers based on the full vessel, including its froth. The mesura, in fact, is a type of measure, it's a quantity, and the source explains the kavachomer. One can draw a kavachomer from the following. Uma mesura, shehi, echod mishloishim v'shisha belug. The mesura is a very small measure. It's 1/36 of a lug. The lug itself not being a very large measure, the mesura being a small cup, if you will, it's 1/36 of a lug. Hikpido olov Torah. The Torah is expressing its concern that even when pouring out a, if you will, just for illustration purposes, a shot glass of drink to somebody, the Torah is saying, be careful. Don't pour it out in such a way that you create a froth or a foam head to it and then charge the customer for that. Kal v'chomer, then all the more so, you can imagine the Torah's concern when measuring out large quantities. And now the source gives a list of quantities, albeit in a descending order of size, but they are all larger than the mesura. So, kal v'chomer, that the Torah would be, all the more so, the Torah would be concerned, lehin, v'chatzi hin, u'shvishis hahin, u'revias hahin, v'lug, v'chatzi lug, u'revias, v'tumon, v'chatzi tumon, v'uchlo. All of these being types of measures, but once the Torah expresses its concern not to sell with foam or with froth a mesura, all the more so these larger quantities. Omar of Yehuda Marav, Osur la'odam shi'yashe mido chasera o yasera besof beso. It's forbidden for a person to have a weight or a measure that's lacking or a little too large. Vafilu hi ovit shomeme raglayim. Even if that measure is used as a receptacle to hold waste, for example, urine, that's an ovit shomeme raglayim. Even if you've used what was previously designed to be a measuring vessel, and you've designated to be an ovit shomeme raglayim, one is not allowed to have it in his possession. The Rashbam gives as an example a scenario whereby one might have this ovid shomei meraglayim, clean it out in his standard cleaning, and say, voila, I have a measuring vessel here, and end up using it, and it's inaccurate. Omar Rapapa, lo amoron. Notice a geometric form here. And before we go on in the Gemara, let's take advantage of our note on the side. We have a nosei. Also, shiei lo da midoy she'enon meduyokas b'rishuso. As we've said already, it's forbidden for a person to have inaccurate measures in his possession. And this double underline is going to highlight the expression lo amoron. Namely, it'll qualify the prohibition that it is not said under, etc., under following circumstances. The Gemara continues. Omar Rav Papa, lo amoron, elo be'asra delo chasimi. This prohibition of having the inaccurate measures in one's possession is only in a town where there is no seal placed on it by the appointed officials. Avol be'asra de chasimi, in a town where, or a region where there's an official that's appointed over weights and measures, and they apply seals of approval when something is accurate. Hilo chazi chasima lo shokil. If customers do not see the seal, so they won't buy from such a person. Hence, in such a place, if one has an inaccurate measure, it would have never passed the approval of the officials, thereby never gaining a seal of approval on it. And hence, there won't be any danger of ripping off the customers. Uba asra delo chasimi nami, and as well in a place where there are no seals attached to weights and measures, nami lo amoron. Even so, there is still no prohibition. Ella delo mehandisi, that there are no officials that go from place to place checking out the weights and measures. Avol behandasi, if there are officials that go from place to place checking out, supervising these things, less lanba, then we're not concerned. Namely, if someone has inaccurate measures, he's not going to use them because he'll be fear-struck from being caught by the officials. That is as far as Rav Papa is concerned. However, the Gemara, in viewing this, says velohi. So we reject this, but rather it's always forbidden to have inaccurate measures. Always meaning even if it's a place that there are officials and that there are seals attached. Zimnin demikri ben hashmoshos u'mikri v'shokil. Sometimes it comes out to ben hashmoshos. Generally speaking, ben hashmoshos is a time associated with erev Shabbos, that people are very rushed to get their preparations together, need stuff at the last minute, and they'll use anything that comes to hand to measure what they want to buy. The Gemara at this point continues with a Tanaic source that bears out this teaching. The source continues to Daf Tzadi Omid Aleph, and as such, we will pause here with the anticipation of next time learning the source and see how it ties in to this Gemara. So, as far as we're concerned, our shir ends here for today.